For now, let's sing these wonderful hymns and choruses together. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let a little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me though I'm dead, and he waits to make me glad. Waits to fold me in his arms, keeps me safe from every harm. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me still. When I'm very weak and ill, from his shining homes on high, come to wash me where I lie. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He will stay close beside me all the way. If I trust him, should I die, he will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Okay, let's have another one. 48. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I hope that everyone in the room can sing this in truth tonight, that you can say that you have been saved by the matchless grace of God, because that's important. No one is going to make heaven without the grace of God and the salvation that has been provided through the grace of God. It says in one place, the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. That is, it's there for one to receive and accept and believe. That's in Titus. The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. It doesn't mean that everybody's accepted it, but it means that it is there and available to that one who is honestly seeking to know. John Newton's Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my
Let's have another one.
79.
Because he lives. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this hymn. It was written by a man and his wife by the name of Bill and Gloria Gator. And I'll never forget something that Gloria said about this second verse. She said, "I don't think I'd have the courage," she said, "to look in the face of our children in the light of today's headlines were it not for the fact of an empty tomb, a risen Lord." She said, "I wouldn't have the courage to look my children in the face were it not for the fact of an empty tomb, a risen Lord." Tonight we're going to talk about that Savior who died and rose again and who offers salvation to all who would believe. A precious thing to realize that we can face tomorrow because he lives. We could not face tomorrow if the Lord Jesus were not alive. That's the wonderful thing about this lovely song. God sent his Son. They call him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can say can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone because I know he holds the future and life is worth the living just because he lives. One for the kids. You ready to do the action in this one? The wise man built his house upon the rock. That comes directly out of the Word of God. Let me quote it for you. He that heareth these sayings of mine I will tell you to whom he is like. He's like a wise man that built his house upon the rock. What happened? The rains came and the floods grew and beat upon that house, and it did not fall because what? It was founded on a rock. Question, who's the rock? Lord Jesus Christ. But, it tells us, that the foolish man built his house upon the sand. I don't know what your house is built on tonight. When I say your house, I mean that part of you, okay, that you live in right now. Okay, is what you're building on tonight, is it on the solid rock that's Christ, or is it on the shifting sands of human opinion? What does it say about the man who built his house on the sand? It says that the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and what happened? It fell, and great was the fall of it. Well, we don't want you to fall tonight, because let me tell you something, if you leave this world without the Lord Jesus, you're going to die in your sins. And the scripture says, where I am, you cannot come. That's solemn. That's very solemn. So let's sing together 66. You ready to do the actions? Well, the wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rain came tumbling down. The rain came down and the floods came up. The rain came down and the floods came up. The rain came down and the floods came up. And the house on the rock stood firm. But the foolish man built his house upon the sand. Commented on this hymn, but it says in times like these are interesting days, they're perilous days, they're dangerous days, and yet they're days that would tell us that if our trust is in the rock, who's the Lord Jesus, and our hearts are anchored to him, and then it talks about that anchor holding, and it talks about the Savior, and it talks about the Bible, the Word of God. If you have him, and you have his precious Word, you have that sure anchor. Hebrews tells us that in the Bible. We have both an anchor sure and steadfast. You can't say that today about the religions of the world. They're not sure. They're not steadfast. There's only one who is sure and steadfast, and that is the Lord Jesus. He is the rock. And it's a wonderful thing to be built upon that solid rock. You're noticing that some of these hymns talk about things that are permanent. The rock, the anchor, the precious blood of Christ. These are things that when heaven and earth pass away, are never going to pass away. Is your life tonight based upon the solid rock of the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you trusted Him as your personal Savior? One day heaven and earth are going to pass away. They're going to pass away. God says so. Not my opinion, not anybody else's opinion in this room. It's what God says is going to happen. I want to say this faithfully tonight. You can take everything that God says to the bank. Everything. Because He's a God who does not lie. He cannot lie. In times like these. In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an said again, the rock and all of that, the anchor. But here's the question, will that anchor hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of strife? The strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? Sometimes we talk about the power of the sea. Right out here in Fort Point, when I used to work with Irving, I used to fuel up some of the gear that they had out there for shoring up the shoreline. There are rocks out there that are 600, 700, 800 pounds. I used to watch the excavator operator lower them around the point of land there. And I said to him, why are they so big? I said, it's all this machine can do to pick them up and place them. He said, son, do you have any idea of the power of the ocean? Do you have any idea? I'll tell you, one of the last hurricanes that we had here, we went down here to Crescent Beach after the storm, and we saw 300 and 400 pound rocks thrown up on the lawn just like children's toys. There's power in that ocean. There's power, you know, tonight in this world where there's so much that's not of God. And you need an anchor. It's not an option, dear ones. You need an anchor, and that anchor is Christ. There are things out there in the world that are going to pull you in, pull you under, and are going to destroy you unless you have an anchor. That's the wonderful thing about this great hymn. Will your anchor hold?
Will your anchor hold in the storms of life? When the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps us so steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Will your anchor hold in the strait of fear, when the breakers roar and the reef is near, while the surges rave and the wild winds blow? Shall the angry waves send your bark o'erflow? We have an anchor that keeps us so steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Will your anchor hold in the floods of death? When the waters cold chill your latest breath, on the rising tide you can never fail. When your grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Will your eyes behold through the morning light the city of gold and the harbor bright? Will you anchor safe by the heavenly shore when life's storms are past forevermore? We have an anchor that keeps us so steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.
74. Wide, wide is the ocean. Another action chorus. High as the heavens above, deep, deep as the deepest sea, is my Savior's love. You know, really, in a certain sense, his love is even wider than the ocean. It's even higher than the heavens above, and it's certainly deeper than the deepest ocean. But we have to have some way in our minds of grasping just a little bit what the love of God is like. So the hymn writer in this hymn just employs a little bit of something that is just so awesome. There's a hymn in our day where the girl sings and she says, "I hope you feel small when you stand beside the ocean." I want to add to that. It would be an exceedingly better thing if we felt small when we stood beside the one who created the ocean. Do you feel small when you think of this vast universe that he created by the word of his power? Anyway, let's sing together this lovely little song.
Wide, wide as the ocean, high as the heavens above, deep, deep as the deepest sea, is my Savior's love. I, though so unworthy, still am a child of his care, for his word teaches me that his love reaches me.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. Life just seems so unfair sometimes, doesn't it? But really, when you stop and think about it, who is the prince and god of this world? It's the enemy. It's the devil and Satan. There's nothing fair in his kingdom. Rich men get ahead and they oppress others. The poor man is crushed underfoot. We learn that from the Word of God. But there was one who would love to come to you tonight, and he would love to promise you, he would love to give you eternal life that he promises to all those that will put their faith and trust in him. Then it doesn't matter what people say or what people do or how mean they are. If I'm trusting the Lord Jesus as my Savior, I will one day be with him, and I will have him as the guide of my life forever. David said in one of the Psalms, he said, when I considered this, he said, it was too difficult for me. It was too difficult for me. The rich getting ahead, oppressing the poor, all of this. He said, I couldn't understand it until I got into the sanctuary of the Lord. Then he said, I understood. You want that kind of understanding tonight? You can. You receive Christ as your Savior. You can understand why things are the way they are in this world. It's called Farther Along. I like to say Tempted and Tried. But anyway, it's the same hymn.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us. Under